The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Risa. Radio Boomers Live.
Good morning.
How you doing, Risa? Well, it's November. Can you believe this? Thanksgiving's coming up, so on. It's like, wow. Hey, Risa, did you know today is Bank Transfer Day? That's the national... How do they figure this stuff out? What is bank transfer day? But anyway.
Does that mean you're going to transfer all your wealth to me, Jim?
I've already sent I've sent a PayPal to you. Yeah, you've
okay.
Like $49. You can spend it all in one place. Don't do that. Reith, we had gone down to San Diego. I wish you could have been with us. We had ABC Youth Foundation punching their way to a million punches. It was an amazing little event. Billy Moore, Archie Moore's son, was the founder of the ABC Youth Foundation. And the little kids had come up, punched the bag, and it was to get all these kids out of the gangs and get them into, a life of prosperity and, you know, things like that. And they also support the relationship between the police and the people. But, you know, so many events like this are so helpful. And we got the Mary Crawley Freedom Ball on December 7th. I hope you're going to be there, Dana Point.
I plan to be there.
We had the one on the rooftop in Beverly Hills. And then we got the High Performance Success Summit, November 9th, 10th, 11th at the Palms Hotel. That's going to rock and roll. EasyWayNetwork.com, guys. Got to go check all that out. Reith is going to be at a couple of our events, and this is exciting. I'm, you know, Reith, just keeping up with all this stuff. It's exciting.
And, I know.
We got, I can't believe, you know, about I think it was last around January, I said, Reith, I can't believe that Christmas is over, and before you know it, it'll be next Christmas, and here we are. It's a couple months away, and I don't know. Are you prepared for all this? Are you keeping up with all this kind of stuff? And plus all your auditions?
I don't have any little kids anymore. They're all, you know, pretty grown up. Even the youngest ones are like 11 or 12, my grandchildren. So I don't even do the holidays too much anymore. I spend Thanksgiving with my aunt, who's 96, and her friends, so I can feel like a kid again. And...
Well, it kind of comes and goes. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, it's hot topic time, Reith. You ready for that?
Absolutely.
All right, time to rock and roll.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
Well, it's that time of year, November 6th, vote. That's the day. Election day is tomorrow. I don't care how you're voting or who you're voting for. You need to get out and vote. There are so many issues on the ballot. I'm not going to try to influence you one way or the other, but it's for everything from farm animals to elected officials. Everything's on the ballot. You need to get out and vote. I'm sick of hearing people complain about what's going on. If you don't vote, you don't even have a voice to talk to me, as far as I'm concerned. All you got to do is go out and vote. In Los Angeles, or in at least LA County, they've made it so easy for you to vote that if you're not even registered right now, you can register tomorrow. I'm not sure how you do it. You might have to go to Norwalk. But you can call the county register voter or go online, and you can register tomorrow if you're not currently registered. If you haven't looked at your sample ballot, look at it tonight so you know what you're going to vote for, because they say it's going to be busy. People are going to be coming out to vote. So you need to be prepared so you're not sitting there making up your mind. There's no electioneering at the polls, so you can't walk up and start deciding and influencing people. So I just want to remind everybody, tomorrow the polls are open from 7 a.m. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. all day long. You can drop by. Make sure you know you go to the right polling place. Even if you don't go to the right polling place, you can vote provisionally. But make sure you take your sample ballot with you so you vote on the right things. It's very important that everybody votes, because I don't want to hear, oh, it was a mistake. Just get out and vote. Make your voice count. Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, just a little recap. Tomorrow is, you know, like Aretha said, is what is called the general midterm elections, November 6th, 2018. It's going to be historic. People, get out and vote, like Aretha said. Polls are open, like, well, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You'll be voting on 12 propositions, 435 House seats plus 35 of 100 Senate seats. So this is big stuff. I mean, this shapes what's going to happen as far as bills getting passed and so on. As all the House of Representatives seats are up for election, governors across America are either fighting to protect their seat or trying to make things work out in a way that basically would be beneficial for their programs. Republican Brian Kemp accuses Democrats of voter hacking. North Dakota Heidi Heitkamp losing her way on the re-election. College humanities, of course, you know, a lot of people take humanities in college. Well, there's a major decline in this field, so they're trying to up that program a little bit. And a little bit on the lighter side here. The Brady Bunch, if any of you remember, the kids are reuniting to renovate. You remember the home, that two-story home they had? They're going to renovate the TV home. The Brady kids met up for the first time since 15 years, I think it was, to kick off a HGTV new renovation series. A very Brady renovation, I think they're going to call it. Ship that is still rescuing refugees out there. You know, they leave all these countries and they're floating out in the ocean. They're trying their hardest, but they say they just can't get to all of them. It's out in the Mediterranean. President Trump sending 15,000 troops to secure the Mexican border to U.S. The big caravan. I mean, there's 5,000 to 7,000 people, but they say the numbers go down a bit. They say there's about, maybe 10 days away from the U.S. border. President Trump making final pitch for GOP candidates before midterms. Sanctions reimposed on Iran. Okay, an old building collapses in the French city of Marseille, I think it's called, yeah. And they're looking for victims. It was an old building. Stock futures indicated lower start to the week. Equity futures may decline. Seen in Friday's session, which was sparked by a little bit of a disappointing outlook from Apple. Dow Jones futures were lower by 0.19%. I don't think that's going to shake the market up. The mother of an accused mail bomber said, this is not the way I raised my son. President Trump imposed sanctions. I'll go back to this on Iran. Iran remains defiant as the sanctions took hold on the Islamic Republic. Many see the results of a triumph for Trump. And Trump said, Iran is a much different country than it was when I took office. They wanted to take over the Middle East. Right now, they're just trying to survive. That was President Trump's comments. And one more little bit. A woman who had a very sick brother frantically called her social worker because she couldn't afford an ambulance or, you know, she couldn't afford a cab or anything. So she accidentally called Jimmy John's Sandwiches. And by mistake, called him by mistake. So a delivery driver answered the phone and heard her appeal. And he went over there himself and took the lady's brother to the hospital. And that was, you know, just in time type thing. And the founder of Jimmy John's flew down to meet with him and gave him a new Ford Escape. So there you go, Reed. There's some good things, too, that are happening. And I tried to get there as fast as I can. There's so much news.
That takes us up to our commercial time.
It's commercial time.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at Easy Way Network, Twitter at Easy Way Broadcast, and YouTube at Easy Way TV.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
That's right. And guys, EasyWayNetwork.com. See the TV programming, the shows, the interviews. Subscribe to the Easy Way Network, okay? That you got events, social action. There's networking, influence, audience. There's so much to this. The people are getting really excited about this, and talking about getting excited, take out your notepads, because the guest that we're, fortunately I got her back, because she has too much to say. This is called vital stuff, guys, and everybody's going to get mad at me because I talk too much, but a certified senior advisor, okay, estate planning coach, and owns Trust Unlimited. Chris Miller helps people achieve their retirement and financial goals, and known as the Money Maestro. She also is a talented singer-songwriter, and that I didn't know until last show, with several prestigious songwriting awards and a number of top hits in the USA and Europe. Miller offers entertaining money-saving presentations to groups. Well, let me tell you, this is what it's all about, and if you don't pay attention to somebody like Chris Miller or Chris herself, you're going to be in problems. You're going to be in financial difficulties. So here we go. Do we have you on the line, Chris?
Here with
Chris,
you.
Chris Miller?
Yes,
there
yes,
you
yes.
Are.
Hey,
there she is.
Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be
well,
here.
Well, Chris, if you develop a clear, successful retirement plan today so you can enjoy life. But talking, is that a true statement or what? Because sometimes you don't enjoy too much when you get older and you go to retire and you go to check your account and there's not too much in there. So forget the trip, forget the remodeling because you didn't listen to Chris Miller. Isn't that right?
Well, that's great. Exactly, Jim, because the beautiful thing is that I've been doing this for over 25 years. I've got over 6,000 clients and no one on my watch has ever lost a dime in any market risk. What?
No, my.
Really? I'm serious.
And Christy, you know
I do
is,
things that are safe.
You remember,
yes.
This is Retha Gray with us, so you know Retha. You've been on with us
yes,
before.
Yes, Retha, hi. Yes.
Hi.
Hey. Nice to hear your voice. You
well,
know,
nice to hear you say that you've never lost a dime for your clients. That's a wonderful thing.
That's a good
it
one.
It is wonderful because most people don't know about these. It's kind of like the secrets of the 1% that 99 don't know about, and so then they're always worried about running out of money. But the idea
right.
And, you know, I've mentioned mm-hmm. this before. The average baby boomer made about $45,000 a year, and they're supposed to retire with 11 times that amount in the bank, which is about a half
mm-hmm.
million. And they actually retire with $25,000 to $35,000 in the bank, which doesn't last that long. You know, a couple trips to Disneyland and a couple trips to wherever.
Well, the idea is to make income you'll never outlive, streams of income. That's the art. When you learn how to take what you have or what you don't have and create these funnels, and I'm not talking about so much business strategy, I'm talking about positioning money and how you can create money you'll never outlive.
And how do you
will
do
your
that,
money?
Chris?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's several different, you know, conversations. One of them, and I have to admit, I did not find out because they hide this from planners. They want to take everybody in the stock market, but there are other places that you can grow your money. So I literally found out it's called an IRA reboot. It literally lets you pay the taxes of your qualified money, your IRA, your 401k, your TSP, any of those kinds of monies, and pay the taxes with the death benefit of life insurance. Now that chunk of money becomes tax-free. Then you can set up tax-free income for life. That's right. You heard it right. Tax-free income for life. Some of these products, they're called hybrid investable life insurance. Now, there's one caveat to it. You got to qualify for it. So if you can't, you know, maybe you had a medical condition or something, then where I have most of my money for my retirement is called equity index annuities with income riders. And I have maybe ranging around 6 to 7% tax deferred right now. So it's not like a one-size-fits-all because everybody's got different, you know, health, wealth, and different issues. So, you know, you'd have to customize it per each person. But there's some really cool strategies out there that most people don't know about because most brokers will make more money getting you in that stock market than they do giving you something safe.
I think we have a little box called Chris's Gems. And you open up that box, and these little treats you're telling us are just life changers, basically, for retirement.
Man, I wish I would have known. I mean, I see, part of my goal is I'm going to be honest here, of course, and I found out in my late 50s about this, and now I'm in my 60s, 63, and I'm proud of it. And I'm literally doing this. Well, I'm in super health, but I'm literally doing what I just told you about the IRA reboot for the tax-free income. So you can do it at different ages.
Well, that's my standard question. When is it too late? You're making it sound like if you're into your 50s or 60s, you still got time.
Yes, you sure do, because 100 is your target, right? Your 100
right.
is your target, so you're only halfway through. I've worked with people at 90 years old, believe it or not.
Okay,
I'm
so
really,
Reese and I are
mm-hmm.
lost. Okay, we're not finished then. That's
you're not finished yet, you guys. Come on. We got, you know, places to go, people to see, lots of things.
So,
to
Chris,
here,
who was that you sent to Mary Crawley's Freedom Ball at the Viceroy in Beverly Hills? Who was that I met that that retirement lady. I thought that was Chris Miller because I know she wasn't 60. She looks like she was maybe 40.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That was me. Yes, thank you. Well, you know, I'm also a health is wealth, and I do a lot of peaceful foods. You know, I'm vegan, and I work out, and I, you know, take care of myself. But, you know, you got to work it a little bit. You got to do your exercise.
And you have, you're just amazing in this field, but you also, you know, I'm reading a singer-songwriter, and you sing, it's like, wow, where's she getting all this from? That's a good
G-O-D.
Example.
G-O-D.
G-O-D.
He gives it all, and we got to give it all. So, yeah, I got hundreds of songs, and if I was doing my own will, I probably that's all I'd be doing would be singing. But it seems to be that I've got a gift with this healthy money that a lot of people don't know about, and he wants me to broadcast it to millions of people. So that's what I'm doing right now. Now I'm adding a few songs to it, too.
That's inspirational. So, say, Reese and I go in the office and, you know, kind of recap a little bit of this there. We're thinking, well, yeah, that's all good. A lot of this stuff, if we're 30, and believe me, people, if you're out there and you're 30 or 40, if you don't take advantage of what Chris is saying, it's going to make a big difference. You know, like, Chris,
if you
take out one of these things when you're 30, it costs you maybe 50
Jim.
A month.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Jim, this is crazy, you guys, because these younger guys, when I get the numbers for them, and maybe they put $100 in a month, depends on what age, right? They'd end up at their retirement with numbers like $80,000 to $100,000 a year, tax free for life. What? Every year, you guys.
Are you kidding me?
No,
this is
beyond. I mean, and this is nothing new. It's just hidden behind all the media because the media wants to push you into risk. I would make more money risking your money, you know.
Yeah.
But these kids, the younger guys, can set these up for grandkids. It's just crazy what they can do with a little bit of money. So even people that don't have money can create money. But you got to learn how to
policies.
Do it.
Well, I tell people all the time, the 1% doesn't hide these strategies. We just don't know where to look.
Well, hello, I'm here, and that's part of what I'm going to broadcast. I'm going to download the 1% to the 99, right?
You know,
so we can all have it, right? We all
see
want
these
it.
Advertisements, and they said put in, like $30 a month, $50 a month, and retire with $300,000. But yet somebody our age, we would have to put in $500 or $600 a month to wind up with $40,000. So,
well, there's other things
that
you would do at your age, Jim, that you could do. And it's what I call a financial fitness strategy. So it's kind of like a doctor where I just ask your age, your health, your wealth, if you have money, you don't have money, and how you would leverage it. It may be a different setup depending on what you've got going on. Right, so you can still do it. The conversation is open.
See?
For sure.
That ray of light. Chris Miller, that ray of light. That should be your
own.
Because I have, ready for retirement, 3 secrets for safe money and a fabulous future. And I have that book right here. I'm reading through it. But this is a treasure trove of information. And that's why I really appreciate you coming back on the show again because people just have to pay attention because look at the difference it makes, especially with the, what is it, millennials or whatever, Xers. They put this program together now. Does it make a difference, Chris, or what, when they get older?
You imagine if Eric started at his age? Show you the guys the numbers, it would blow your mind. And you guys, we can do something different for you. But there's 3 things that, you know, in my number one best-selling book that I talk about that people miss is, 1, having the right paperwork, your living trust. 2, making sure your money is safe and it's not all at risk. And 3, and creating income you never outlive. And 3, catastrophic illness, long-term care. Because what I've seen third and fourth quarter of life, that's where people lose all their savings, 85%.
Yep.
Of bankruptcy.
Chris, not only their savings, they lose their houses.
Yeah, exactly. 85% of
bankruptcy. Because they borrowed too
medical.
Much equity. I can't believe it. These are hardworking people their whole life. They lose their house. I'm going like, how'd that happen?
Yes.
Well, we had an illness and we were borrowing on our house the last 10 years. Oh, my God, I can't believe this.
I know.
So, Chris, how do people get a hold of the book? How do people get a hold of you?
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, you can call me right direct at 951-926-4158, or you can email me at Chris, K-R-I-S, at healthymoneyhappylife.com. And you can go to my website, healthymoneyhappylife.com, grab a hold of my book. Also, you guys, you can text, and there's a free checklist I want to give everybody, and you text the number 444-999, hashtag, right? Hashtag 444-999,
yeah.
And put in the word shifted, and download this checklist, you guys, and then maybe
okay.
on our maybe when we talk again, we can drill down on some of these topics and really unwrap them for
definitely.
People.
We will
yeah.
definitely get you on board again. And real quick,
okay,
Chris,
now what was
that?
I want to know where that free checklist is again.
Okay,
I love
okay,
free.
Cool. It's free. It is hashtag 444-999, and then you're going to put the word in shifted. And make sure, and then if for some reason it doesn't work, just email me at chris@healthymoneyhappylife.com. But it should
Chris,
work.
We'll be seeing you in Las Vegas at the at the summit coming up.
That's right. We're looking forward to it. Tia Ross, my
yeah.
business partner, and I will both be there. Legacy Shifters.
High Performance Success Summit. Chris Miller will be on stage. Thank you, Chris, for coming on again, and we want to have you back. This is gold mines. So you younger
Thank
people
you
out
both.
There, take notes, because this can change your life when you get our age.
Yes. Thank you both. I appreciate you
Thank
both.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks,
All right.
Chris.
Bye.
Thank you. See you soon.
Gold
All
mine
right.
tidbits of information
Woo-hoo,
for sure.
All
and
right.
it's commercial. Commercial time for us, and this is amazing stuff. All right, guys, moving along. Let's move into our commercial and then Carmelita's Corner. And until the commercial pops up, Reith, what do you
I
think of that?
I was going to say, I think the
I mean,
industry
is, that a,
is falling asleep
you,
down there.
Do you wish that that we had somebody like Chris to talk to when you know when we were a couple of years younger, like 30 years younger?
Even 30 I mean, days ago would have helped. I mean. Let's see, now,
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, alrighty now. How about that? We're here with lots of cheer on another day coming your way. And I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Bridget Brady. She is an award-winning singer, songwriter, and actor. She's also an Amazon number one international best-selling author. Oh, boy, how about that? And you have seen her in many feature films, including Dreamland, Dark Canvas, and Steam. You've also seen her on shows like Ally McBeal, Off Center, and Saturday Night Live. And most recently, Bridget has been focused on her music career, and she currently sings with two incredible groups, Make Mine Acoustic and the Wonderwells, who perform regularly in Los Angeles and all over the country. She most recently won the award for Best Original Song in a Short Film at the London International Film Festival. Her brand new single, Choose to Forgive, which we're going to hear a little bit of later, is now available through all major music outlets. And her album is about to be released November 7th, very soon. So you'll be hearing more about that. Now let's welcome Bridget Brady. How are you this morning?
I am awesome, Carmelita. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's so great for you to be here on a busy day. I mean, Monday is the day when people are off and about and taking care of business. And did you know, this is a statistic that a lot of people may not want to know, but a lot of heart attacks happen, you know, after the weekend because people anticipate going to a job that they dread. But, you know, in our case, you and I are doing something that we love. You know, we love what we do, music. And can you tell us more about your journey? First of all, tell us where you're from. I understand you have a lot of experience in New York. Is that where you're originated from?
So I actually moved around all over the country growing up. So I lived in a whole bunch of different states. My family kind of settled in Colorado. That's where I went to high school, and that's where my family still lives. And then I ended up moving to New York City when I was 17 to go to college. I stayed there for 10 years doing theater and lots of other fun things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in New York City for 10 years, and now I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay. How do you like the transition here from New York to Los Angeles?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I love the weather. I love having a car. It's so much less expensive. People complain about how expensive it is to live in L.A. I laugh at them. It is so
When I got
to L.A., I'm like, it's so cheap here compared to New York City.
I have heard about the crazy prices in New York, and I even remember the time I did visit there. And, I mean, you know, you could be lucky if you could find a cockroach-infested room, you know,
a cockroach. Like, yeah, I lived in, like, a tiny rat box for, like, more than I pay rent now for a house. I mean, it was ridiculous. So there you go. So I'm loving it. I miss – there's certain parts of New York I miss. But in general, honestly, like it's easier living here in California, and I'm kind of digging it. I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it here.
Well, there's so much here. I mean, this is the mecca of the film entertainment industry. Everybody strives to come here, and of course, to go to Hollywood. Oh my goodness, Hollywood, whatever you want to call it, that is the place to be. And, you know, it's an exciting town. I was born and raised here basically most of my life, and I love it. I love Los Angeles. I've been around long enough to have seen many, many, many changes, which I will be giving myself away. But, you know, I can tell you, I still remember things as I was growing up that don't exist anymore, like streetcars, for example, you know. In fact, you know, they still have some crazy records on the laws on the books that it's illegal to shoot jackrabbits from streetcars. I mean,
well,
we
thank
still
goodness,
have a lot of cleaning up to do with our laws, but, you know, getting back to showbiz, I understand you do a lot of performing around town. Tell us some of the places where you can be seen.
I do. So you know, I don't have a super every night regular gig. However, we sing at the Tam O'Shanter Inn on Los Feliz in Los Angeles. We sing a lot at the D'Argenzio Winery in Burbank. We sing sometimes at the Malibu Family Wines up here in Malibu. And then so many places. And we're always booking new gigs. And I'm actually going to add it's not up there yet, but I'm going to add a gig calendar to my website so that our friends and fans can easily find us. So that's coming soon to BridgetBrady.com.
Yes. And on that note, throw out your website for us, Bridget.
Yes, so it is BridgetBrady.com. Bridget is B-R-I-D-G-E-T, Brady like the bunch, .com.
And you also have a Facebook page, too, Facebook.com/TheBridgetBrady.
Yes, Facebook.com/TheBridgetBrady, T-H-E, Bridget Brady. And people can find me all over social media, my handle everywhere is THE Bridget Brady, so people can find me everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
That's great. That's great. You're very well connected. I congratulate you on that. And tell us, how did you come about your song? I mean, this song won an award for Best Original Song in a Short Film. Your single, Choose to Forgive, that's the song, right?
So actually, that is a different, so Choose to Forgive, my single, is a different song. The song I won an award for is actually a song for called When You're Admired that I wrote for the film The Admired, which went all over the film, the, you know, sort of film festival circuit. It won tons of awards. And one of the awards was Best Original Song in a Short Film at the London International Film Festival. So I actually won that last year. And so that was so exciting. I was like, what? That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That was really exciting. And then Choose to Forgive is my single, which, of course, I would love to talk more about, that came out just this last month. And, of course, my album comes out in 2 days. So many exciting things right now.
Well, congratulations on all of that, Bridget. I highly commend you. You know, I just love to see it when I would say my sister, brother, comrades in the music field, you know, and I just love all aspects of music and the arts, of course. I just am happy to see people, you know, that are rising up. And I think we should all be here to support one another, to be cheerleaders for each other, because it really does help each one along the way. I was just seeing a post on Facebook from one of my friends who is an accomplished recording artist, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. He was posting that, you know, he just recently got some advice from Quincy Jones, some of us call Q, because he's so well known, he just goes by one letter. But he was encouraging my friend who has had a hit record out, but because, you know, unfortunately due to ageism in the business, even though he's a whole lot younger than I am, people, you know, or somebody said something to him to tell him, well, why are you doing what you're doing? And you know, to people like that, I say, why not? You know, as long as you have breath and you've been given the gift and the blessing to do what you do, why not? I have another friend. Her name is the Pink Lady. And she's bragging about turning 86. She's pushing 90, and you would never know it because she's a real dynamo. And she looks at the world through pink-colored glasses, and it really does make a difference, your mindset. And we cannot allow anyone to rain on our parade.
Absolutely. Well, and it's funny because you asked a little bit about my journey. I've been a singer since my mom said I sang before I spoke. I've been singing since I was 6 months old.
Oh, and so
I've always been a singer. But when I was in my teens, in my 20s, I really thought that someone was going to discover me, right? Like I was going to be discovered. So
yes.
I just went out there and sang and, you know, did my acting and this and that, like somewhere. Someone would discover me. And then as I got a little older, as I got a little more mature, I was like, you know, no one's discovering. Where's this person who's supposed to discover me? Like, it's not happening. And so part of my journey to creating this album, and I had an amazing team around me, so certainly it's not like I did it all by myself, but it is an indie album. I don't have a label, so I am the executive producer. I finally just said, you know, I have all this music inside me, and I want it to get out, and I can't just wait around, so I'm just going to do it. And it was harder than I ever could have imagined, more expensive than I ever could have imagined. It took longer than I could have imagined, but here it is. And, you know, and yet here it is. It happened. So
it's amazing. And you are the mother of your baby, your birth child, your music. And you
yes.
know something, we those of us who love music and have music in us, I think it is imperative for us to get it out and let the world experience what we're experiencing and share it. Because I have learned at the ripe age of, and I won't say it, because one of my friends told me that a woman who will tell her age will tell anything. But and I used to always tell it until I learned that there is really a meme, you know, that people perceive you a certain way, and if they think you're, you know, should be in a rocking chair, then they start treating you that way. And then your physical body says, oh, you know, I'm too, you know, aged to do anything. And then the next thing you know, yeah, you know, people croak. So, you know, that's the only reason why. I used to broadcast my age all the time until my husband said, why you tell everybody your age all the time? I said, because I'm proud of it. I'm still here and still doing things. But now, you know, I have sort of a different mindset. But I have to say this. I started producing independently, you know, many years ago. And somewhere along the line, you know, it did get discovered. And all I can tell you and anybody else out there in radio land is keep your dream alive. Keep your dream alive. As long as you're here and you wake up every day, that's a blessing. We must pursue our dreams and take those steps towards realizing them. And I commend you, and I want to thank you for being a guest on Carmelita's Corner on Radio Boomers Live and on the Easy Way Broadcasting.
Daughter shouldn't be afraid if daddy's taught to keep them safe. You were the man that I adored. You became the monster at my door. I was so scared, I was so holes into the wall. I'd be so still, try not to grieve. You said next time it would be me. But I can't listen anymore. This is no way to live. No, I can't carry you around, so I never knew
Wonderful Carmelita's Corner, as always.
Amazing, yeah. She has some talented people on, and Carmelita sings herself. I've seen her on stage several times. And it's, you know, it's amazing. You meet somebody just like the guest we had on, Chris Miller, and she's a retirement expert. But then you find out, you know, she's also a singer-songwriter. It's like a lot of celebrities you probably know, Ruth, in the business. You're doing an audition with them or in a movie with them, and you find out that they like playing the piano and clubs afterwards or something, you know. I saw the gentleman who was in Independence Day. What's his name with the glasses? I forget his name. Tall, thin guy. He's in a band. I saw him in a band. I'm going like, oh, what the heck?
Oh, yeah, he is. Now I can't think of his name. And I, Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum.
Yeah, he loves his band. He plays around L.A., matter of fact.
Yeah.
But
I hear
think
the guy
that
from,
brings us back to time for check time.
Check time. And it's check time. So until we get that tech ball rolling, we're engineering here.
I'll just start.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, if you haven't changed your clocks already, you've been an hour early for everything today. As you know, it was falling back yesterday, so all of the clocks should have been set back 1 hour at 2 a.m. or something like that on Saturday night. But a lot of us have most of our clocks set automatically set. Your computer resets, your tablet resets, your phone resets, your Echo, your Siri, all of those reset all by themselves. But we do sometimes have my Siri alive. But at any rate, a lot of us have old-fashioned clocks somewhere around the house, maybe up on the wall. You do have to set them back. My old-fashioned clock is in my car. And I got in the car yesterday, and I went, oh, my God, I'm late. And then I realized, oh, wait, I didn't set this clock back. I'm fine. So you just have to make sure that you do set your clocks back if you haven't already. Next thing, I tell people twice a year you have your reminder when you set your clocks back. There's a couple of things you should do. You should back up everything. Back up your computer. Back up your tablet. Back up your phone. I had a friend that lost a phone just the other day. Ran into him. They said, oh, give me your phone number. I lost all my phone numbers. There is no excuse for ever all of your phone numbers again. I literally have phone numbers back from the 80s because I started backing up my electronic devices. And each time I updated or bought a new device, I would update those lists. Now, unfortunately, it means I have thousands of phone numbers that I do need to go through and purge, but I don't lose phone numbers because I make sure I stay backed up. Now, you really should back up on a regular basis, like every 48 hours, once a day, twice a day, whatever, depending on how important your material is. Back it up to the cloud. Back it up to another drive. Back it up to another device. But make sure you keep your things backed up. If you're one of those people you only back up twice a year, you don't have that much important stuff, back up now. This is the time of year to remember. And the other thing, it is cold and flu season. Now, I personally don't get a flu shot, but thousands of people die every year from flu and pneumonia. So you need to go. This is the time before the lines get long, before they start freaking out and everybody's already got it, go get your flu shot. Every time I go into the doctor's office, they remind me, you need to get your flu shot. And again, I'm not recommending that everyone not get a flu shot. I tend to not get a flu, and I'll let you in on my little secret. If you find you just have the hint of a flu coming on, drink some colloidal silver. I know sometimes it's gotten a bad rap, but it's because people use it for the wrong thing. It's only for viruses, colds, and flus. The moment you feel a tickle, take a tablespoon of colloidal silver, swish it around in your mouth, swallow it. It pulls that virus right out of your body. It's a miracle. I'm telling you, it works. But if you want some preventative, because that won't work in advance. It only works when the virus enters your body. If you want some preventative, go get your flu and your pneumonia shot. Now, that some of that was high-tech, some of that was low-tech, but that's my tech time today. Jim, give us one of your gems.
Well, Reet, that was amazing. It's a miracle, it's a miracle. And
okay,
so,
baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Okay, so Aretha's talking about time and clocks, and yeah, they're setting the clock forward back. They want to change that. They want to eliminate that, just keep it status quo. So I'm going to give you guys a little quick question, see who can answer, who can respond the quickest to this, okay? You have an old-fashioned alarm clock sitting next to your bed, okay, old-fashioned clock. And you set your clock, it's 8 o'clock at night, and you set your alarm clock for 8 o'clock the next morning. How many hours sleep did you get? Okay, there you go. So anyway, to prepare, 10 ways, I found this article in Forbes Finance, and this is really interesting stuff. I try to find this cool stuff and share it with you. 10 effective ways to prepare for early retirement. I would say on my own, this is my own thing, and I think a lot of people would agree with me, is get a hold of Chris Miller. She'll get you on track and her book Ready for Retirement. But here's some more tips and tricks for you. So, retirement, I'm going to read this off to you so you kind of get a gist of what's going on. Retirement is on the minds of all working Americans, with an overwhelming number of workers choosing to retire early, according to data compiled. Retiring early age seems impossibly out of reach. For others, it's the ultimate goal that drives them each day. Making this dream a reality takes careful discipline and preparation. So let's go through these real quick here. Number one is acquire income-producing assets. Acquire income-producing properties and assets only. Live conservatively. Choose a multifamily home instead of a one-family home, as the rents will offset any of the cost of ownership. I've covered that before. Rethink your retirement plan. Instead of shooting for an early retirement, shoot for the role that keeps you interested in the years to come. Relaxing on the beach for 40 years sounds better than it actually is. You'll get bored and wish you were still in the game. And I've seen a lot of people do that. They retire. I knew a doctor that he retired, and I said, you'll be back. Sure enough, 5 years later, he's back. Back with a client. Shift your perspective. A client told me that retirement is something his grandparents did. Instead, we're helping him plan for retirement independence. People today are much more value and mission-driven in their planning, seeking to integrate their values into their work. Number four, pay yourself first. Ah, this is a good one. Pay yourself first. Cha-ching. Your paycheck hits your bank account. Now what? Does it sit there waiting for you to pay some bills or expenses, or does it part of your paycheck automatically transfer over to a savings account? Paying yourself first is a great way to automate your savings process and turn your retirement. Number five is don't do it. The definition of a retirement is the disposition of an asset over its useful life. If you retire at 40, You are declaring that your life is no longer useful. I doubt if that's true. Instead, pivot into some other area that serves the community. And we talked about that, skills or volunteering, whatever. Work hard and be disciplined. And number 7, start investing early and heavily. And boy, that makes a big difference when you get older. And don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. Save today and thank yourself tomorrow. Plan, plan, plan. And then plan some more. And be tax-centered. Be tax-centered by utilizing 3 types of investments for your retirement: taxable, tax-free, and tax-deferred. You can be more flexible. So right there is just a couple tips and tricks I added onto Chris's goldmine of information. And if, it's so important we try to get this out. If people that are younger listen to this, or 30 years down the road, they're going to think, God, I remember listening to that program on Radio Boomers Live and the Easy Way Network, and I listened to it, but he didn't follow through, and they could have had hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting in the bank. What do you think, Reed?
Want thousands and thousands of dollars sitting in the bank.
Yeah. You know, Reed, there's a lot of, we're going to go over this sometime. There's a lot of little things out there. We'll go over this another show. I'll look some of this up. Anybody who's listening, almost 95% of the listeners, I can send them to, and I'll try to find this, to a site or something that you have unclaimed funds. And there's thousands of ways that you would never even believe that you could have unclaimed funds. And you
I think it's the Secretary of Treasurer's. I forget who it is. You're right. And you type in your name and savings account someone might have opened for you when you were a baby. Now you have to prove that it's you. So many people have the same name as so many other people. But usually it's tracked by a social security number or a former address, something like that. And you can track down loose money.
You track down, you get $300, $400, $500, $1,500, and you didn't even know it. So High Performance Success Summit. Are you agree you're going to be there, Vegas?
Now, which day is that?
That's going to be coming up this week, November 9th, 10th, and 11th.
This week?
It's going to be through the weekend, and it's going to be power players. We're going to have our own Chris Miller, who was on, and then we got Pauline Crawford asked Miss Magical Conversations. This is a who's who, Pepper J, actors, reporters, Christoph Wyman, and there's so many more. We've got, you know, like 25 speakers or so, and it's a who's who. I can't tell everybody the importance of, you know, you listen to some of these experts in their field, and they are where they are because of 30, 40 years of research, and they're sharing it with you. And you walk out of there, and they're life changers, you know. So I'm going to see real quick. We only have a minute or two left. If I can get Eric in for a minute, we'll talk. If he can shoot on, I sent him a text, see if he can jump on real quick. But, you've been to some of these. I don't know if you've been to any of the real estate networks and you know, business networks, you know, where they teach you little tips and tricks. And, it makes a difference. And then, you know, we go to the nonprofit side of it and, you know, fighting the sex trafficking with Mary Crawley's event coming up. Do we have Eric? Hey, there he is. Okay, we got Eric on, Reed. And
do you have new theme music?
I heard that little bit. He's rocketing all over and unbelievably busy.
Yeah.
But I just want to touch base real quick, Eric. That's why I asked you to jump on with us and give us a little quick brief about what's going on. You know, we mentioned the High Performance Success Summit and the Freedom Ball coming up December 7th. The Light Parade. Yeah. And it's going to be in Dana Point Harbor. And it's the boats are going to be floating around there. So talk to us, Eric, if you want to hit us with a couple of these things that are going on in the tech world and the event world.
Let me say hey to all the Easy Way family and all the new people. Someone named Mahanad Iskender Al Kuiza I mean, we got people from all over the country popping in. Steven Weinglass, how you doing? Maurice, Dwayne Smith, Chef Jason Mercado, which is going to create the Easyway cookie, and I think get largely involved in the Freedom Ball. I know he's been listening.
What's Easyway up? Cookie. Yeah.
Jason, Sharon Nichols, and so many others. Carmelita always has amazing guests. I want to say hey to Bridget. Talk to her. Thought she was an amazing artist. As far as what's going on with Easyway, I mean, it's easywaynetwork.com. Everything's on there. And you'll notice now that we have a lot of different ads at the top. When you become a certain level member, you get your ad played now. And we're creeping over 500,000 hits a month and about 10,000 unique new visitors a month. And there's a new search bar now. So anything that you want to find with Easyway, you just look within Google, go to easywaynetwork.com and search it, and anything Easyway is going to pretty much come up on that search bar. Things coming up like
the Easyway Wall of Fame.
The High Performance Success Summit, and a lot of them are Easyway Wall of Famers. You'll see some of the top 10X speakers. There's over 30 some of the speakers, and the Easyway Wall of Fame is really rocking and rolling now. We have over 65 Easyway Wall of Fame members, and some of the top celebrities that you guys all know and recognize. Shout out to Frank Shankwitz and Christopher Lloyd. And I mean, you can go on there, easywaywall.com, and all of our influencers and all the platforms are really set in place now. We're getting ready for next year. We're getting ready to go full fundraising mode. And I know a lot of the Easyway family, a lot of you guys out there watching, a lot of you guys out there listening, a lot of you guys that follow us, a lot of you guys that even don't know who we are yet, but you will, trust me. We're going to be going in full fundraising mode. We have some amazing platforms, and in fact, one of our platforms, Spiral Share, one of our shows, Mindset Reset, the brand new episode airs today at 5:30 on Easyway TV. So definitely make sure you're tuning into Easyway.tv and watching that with Robert and Lisa.
And Eric, you have a unique program. I mean, when somebody's on the program with us, you can actually, through your engineer, share what they're talking about. If they're talking about they like boating and they do this or that, you can put pictures up of all this kind of stuff. And it's a way, and it's also, you have several ways that your audience can participate in what you're doing and meet other people. It's amazing. It's like you created this new world for them.
Like right now, this is live on Facebook. There's hundreds of viewers, and it's also on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio and Stitcher and a bunch of other stuff. And we're trying to keep things consistent, and we're trying to interact, engage as much as we can. But really, anybody can do this. I'm nothing special. Facebook allows you to go live now, and we just came up with a unique approach and strategy to do it. And actually, what's kind of fun is for $5, we will feature you on Facebook Live. I mean, it won't be a whole lot of time, but it you will get featured. And what happens is these live feeds, they get archived and they get shared. And shout outs to all the people that did share this broadcast today, Christoph Wyman, Carlina Pittman, and I hope that all our guests that top on, Chris Miller, and I think Chris Miller already shared, and then Bridget, and all these people share, and in social media, when somebody shares something, you're getting out to a new audience. And I don't care if it's one person each time you go live or you broadcast, you're building a new audience. And one of the things we specialize in is access, influence, and audience. And so building a new audience, keeping a new audience, monetizing your audience, we're masters in, and that's what we're doing now. So every time, getting on Radio Boomers Live really means something. It's like I said, it's on iTunes. We're going to be all the archived episodes. I think you guys are on your episode. We looked it up now. You're on episode 54, I think. And we're going to be keeping it consistent, and being on the show is our radio show. This is the official radio show for Easyway Network, and then you get on the Facebook Live, and people share. I see Swami just shared. Thank you, Swami. The Easyway fam gets involved, and so more and more audience. The audience building is good, is great. You get involved with influencers, and I'm involved with so many of them now. We're getting a lot of interest, and a lot of LinkedIn interest, believe it or not. I mean, we've had some pretty big people and companies and things. I mean, so you see, when we're pushing out on social media, we're getting a return, we're getting the conversion, we're getting lead generation, and we could do the same thing for you. It's really that simple, and we have platforms that do it that's automated. And so
you have a who's who on
these,
Facebook, or what is it, Instagram? You have a who's who that contacts you, from big celebrities to big CEOs and all kinds of people.
Well, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, any of them. But really, Facebook and LinkedIn are our two big platforms we get a lot of response on. Instagram, I don't know, for some reason it just doesn't click with me. You know, I'm on Instagram, but it's not my big thing. Out Facebook and LinkedIn, but really Easy Way Access, our own social network, Easy Way Tube. You know, we're building our own kind of YouTube thing. And what we're going to be doing, I can't say yet, but let's just say there's going to be something you guys can sign up for. And you guys can make a lot of money for nonprofit and make your business grow and really not pay anything. You can build your points, build give back points, build rewards points, and get on TV, blogs, newspapers, magazines, social media. And it's going to be a program that nobody else is doing, and it's going to be pretty exciting. So we're getting ready for that next year with some very big celebrities. So I'll see you guys at the High Performance Summit, High Performance Success Summit. I'll be hosting Dante at the Palms Casino,
the
and then the Freedom Ball is coming up, the boat parade, 44th annual boat parade, the Freedom Ball. We're stopping sex trafficking. You're going to see a real professional commercial coming out pretty soon for that. And once again, I love my Easy Way family. Thank you for tuning in and supporting us. And we will be continuing to support you. Reetha, Dad, I got to go. Thanks so much for letting me pop
in.
All right,
Eric, thanks for popping on. And,
okay.
And guys, Reetha, I tell you, it flows so fast. And remember, hosting the show is Reetha Gray, Betty White's co-star, and myself, Jim. And I'll tell you what, this is exciting, Reetha. I mean, this is a changing time. But guys, thanks for tuning in, Radio Boomers Live. We'll be talking to you next Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Right, Reetha?
That's right. Have a great week.
All right.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotions, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reetha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.